Welcome to Bayou Garden on 89.3 WRKF. I'm Dan Gill with the LSU Ag Center. Citrus trees are the most popular home fruit tree in this area, so it's no wonder I get lots of questions and reports of problems. Overall, citrus trees are fairly low in maintenance, and they're reliable as backyard fruit trees. But issues do arise, and at this time of the year, there are a variety of problems you need to be aware of. Now, I'm going to divide this into problems with fruit and then problems with the foliage. And starting off with problems with the fruit. First off, no fruit. I frequently get people saying, my tree isn't making any fruit. Don't forget that young trees produce no fruit or produce fruit erratically. By young, I mean about the first 5 years after planting. So if you have a citrus tree that doesn't produce reliably or doesn't produce well or produces and then skips a year and it's in that first 5 year period, leave it alone, let it settle in, give it some time, and that will take care of the problem. Also, citrus trees will oftentimes drop some of their fruit in the late summer. This is pretty normal. Usually the tree is just adjusting the size of its crop to what it can actually properly ripen in the fall. So it's usually not worth getting alarmed over late summer fruit drop when you see it. Fruit split is something that's very disappointing. And you go out and you're looking at a beautiful crop, and then some of the fruit just actually split open, have a big old split right down the side. This is something that happens when the tree absorbs water and moves that water rapidly into the fruit. The fruit then swells faster than the skin can accommodate, and of course the result is a split skin. Unfortunately, once the fruit splits, it's ruined. So pick up any split fruit, dispose of them in your compost pile, or pick them off the tree and throw them in your compost. They're not going to ripen properly. If you notice that your citrus fruit have a dark coloration on the skin, kind of a brownish, dark brownish coloration, and you take your thumb and you rub it vigorously and it doesn't rub off, well, that indicates damage from the citrus rust mite. You can't see these little mites. They're too small to be seen with the naked eye, but that's the kind of damage that occurs. Fortunately, it's all cosmetic. The brown areas don't affect the quality of the fruit. They're still great to eat. They'll ripen normally. They just won't look quite as pretty. You can spray with a light horticultural oil, like year-round spray oil, this time of the year, and that will reduce any more damage that you might see from that particular pest. And there are various fungal diseases you might see on the fruit. Melanose and scab are the most common, but there's not much you can do about them this time of the year. If you do have problems with diseases on the fruit, remember the time to spray is in the spring, usually about the time that the fruit is the size of a pea, and then a few weeks later spray again. And you want to use a copper-based fungicide like liquid copper or copper fungicide for that. Now, there's also problems with the foliage, and most notable of all of these is citrus leaf miner, and they're really apparent this time of the year. They hit the late summer flush of new growth, and that's been coming out over the last few weeks. Once you see the damage occur, there's nothing you do about that damage. So don't spray a citrus tree with citrus leaf miner damage thinking it will make the tree look better. And the damage looks terrible. The little leaf miners get inside the new growth. When the leaves grow out, they're all twisted. They may be little trails. They may have a silvery look to them, but they just look terrible. Fortunately, the damage looks a lot worse than it is. The citrus trees get over them very well. But if you'd like to try to minimize additional damage, you can spray the tree regularly with the insecticide spinosad, and that will do a good job of helping to reduce the damage. But again, don't be overly concerned. As bad as it looks, it's really not that harmful to the tree. The crop is set. It doesn't affect the crop. So citrus leaf miners look really bad, but not all that bad for the tree. This is Bayou Garden. I'm Dan Gill. Join us next week at this time for more on your garden. Podcasts of the show are available at wrkf.org.